Nelson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex-like of darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
Welcome, welcome everyone. It's 10 p.m. on a Friday night, which means you are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and for the next hour, I'll be taking you back to the 1980s yet again. This is another pre-recorded show as WMFO does its best to bring you new content during the coronavirus crisis. So if you do have any requests or questions, please don't call into the station because no one is there to answer the phones. Instead, you may email me at squidpodradio@gmail.com. If you missed last week's show, you can find the archive and the playlist on the station's website at WMFO.org and clicking on the schedule link. As usual, we've got the 80s hair metal band of the week and the 80s hip-hop artist of the week all coming up later in the show, but we'll start with the SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week, which is, 35 years ago tonight, this Bond film became the first Bond film to premiere outside the UK. The theme song, which shares the same title, became the only Bond theme to reach number one. Name the movie. And the answer is A View to a Kill. Duran Duran performed the theme song. The title was taken from the Ian Fleming short story From A View to a Kill, but otherwise the screenplay is all original. The movie features Grace Jones as Mayday. Miss Jones just celebrated a birthday this past Tuesday. And it was Dolph Lundgren's film debut. A View to a Kill was also a big turning point in the Bond series as it was the last to feature Lois Maxwell as Miss Moneypenny, the original Miss Moneypenny. Maxwell first appeared in Dr. No in 1962. It was also the last film to star Roger Moore as Bond. If you like 80s trivia, you can always get a jump on the 80s trivia question of the week by following me on Twitter at SquidPod Radio. I'll be starting tonight's show with a solemn remembrance of a true rock legend, Ian Curtis of Joy Division, who committed suicide 40 years ago this past Monday. Curtis was 23 and about to launch a tour of the U.S. the next day. Ian began to suffer from epilepsy in 1978 and was diagnosed the following year. While his death didn't shake the world of rock and roll, the reverberations of his loss continue to be felt to this day. We're going to start off a mini tribute to Ian and Joy Division here by going back to their first full length from 1979 here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
I'm attracted by some force with
This is Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire, and you're listening to another pre-recorded edition of the Squid Pod. We started the show off with a tribute to Ian Curtis of Joy Division, who left us 40 years ago this week on May 18th, 1980. We heard Interzone and New Dawn Phase from their first full-length Unknown Pleasures from 1979. And we finished with Transmission, which was originally released as a single in 1979. One thing I didn't mention prior to my mini tribute to Ian Curtis is this week is Mental Health Awareness Week in the UK. In the US, we recognize it in October. So much to get to tonight, folks. We're just going to dive right back into it.
Adolf turned out very nice, and it was social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, the pre-recorded edition. If you have any questions or requests, you can email me at squidpodradio@gmail.com. Please do not call into the station, as we are still under lockdown and no one is available to take your call. If you're looking for the playlist and the archive of tonight's show, you can find them on the station's website at WMFO.org and clicking on the schedule link at the top of the page. And be sure to follow me on Twitter at Squid Radio for the latest Squid Pod 80s trivia, as well as other news related to the 80s. Not all of us at WMFO are able to record their shows from home, but we do have quite a few who have been contributing to the effort to keep us from full automation. So I'm going to read to you a brief show promo from one of my colleagues, Ron LaRussa. Join host Ron LaRussa on Thursday mornings for Rock of Ages, playing the best rock from all eras. From today back through the classics and everything in between, he'll bring you information and music from deep in the catalogs of rock's greatest artists and bands. Rock of Ages, Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. on 91.5 FM WMFO. We started the last set off with Kid Creole and the Coconuts and I'm a Wonderful Thing, Baby, from their 1982 release, Tropical Gangsters. They were an American Latin pop band from New York. I'm a Wonderful Thing, Baby was one of their biggest hits on the U.S. dance chart, reaching number 18, along with Annie, I'm Not Your Daddy from the same album. Wonderful Thing also went to number 4 in the U.K. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary this year. GQ was in there with Disco Nights' Rock Freak from their 1979 debut, Disco Nights. Wire gave us Eardrum Buzz from It's Beginning To and Back Again from 1989. And we wrapped it up with New Zealand's The Bats from their 1987 release, Daddy's Highway. We heard the track Take It. I'm going to start the last set off with an artist celebrating the 35th anniversary of his debut this year. Here on Songs from the Squid Pod, your home for the best music from the 1980s.
Imagination could make me love you too. Imagination. of me. I made you all wet.
Yes, but my martini's still dry.
Sacred wine, a minute. you didn't, but I know you can win. Bet you got a chick on the side. Sure you got a chick, I know you got a chick on the side. Bet you got a chick on the side. Sure you got a chick, I know you got a chick on the side. Like you're some
the bandit.
Bet you got a chick on the side. Sure you got a chick, I know you got a chick on the side. Bet you got a chick on the side. Sure you got a chick, I know you got a chick on the side. Ooh my, ooh my. So called Beyonce, listen to what I say. Whatever game you play, I'll play the same way. So if you wanna go mess around and cheat, and you want a romance between another, nothing but a cheap little sucker brat. Wherever you at, you want this and that, you dirty rat. I'm not a welcome mat. I got another lover, and I know he cares. So smile, child, fuck if your crocodile's head. Go ahead, go, go, boy. I'm going steady in loving on this teddy is ready. He sets the table for his and hers, and while the dinner simmers, he serves the hors d'oeuvres. It is munch out time. Sip the wine, get mellow, clear off the table, and it's hello, Jello. I can't express the feeling that I get, so I just lay back. Read my palm with a suave taste. I cannot erase in a feeling of desire by the fireplace. The bandit, I'm making it clear. See you later, Gator. I'm getting out of here, yeah. Bet you got a chick on the side. Sure you got a chick, I know you got a chick on the side. Bet you got a chick on the side. Sure you got a chick, I know you got a chick on the side.
Dub, 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 dub
I've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire, and that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. Hope to see you here next Friday night at 10 p.m. for another look back at the 80s. Before I go, let's chat about what we've been listening to, shall we? We started with Beloise Somme and the song Imagination from his 1985 debut, Some People. Imagination went to number 4 on the U.S. dance charts back in 1985. Next, we heard something from tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Challenge. Duran Duran gave us the theme song of the same name to the James Bond film, A View to a Kill, which made its premiere 35 years ago this evening. That was the only Bond theme song to ever reach number one in the U.S. And speaking of James Bond and A View to a Kill, we heard from one of the stars in that film, Grace Jones, who played Mayday. Miss Jones just turned 72 this past Tuesday, so happy birthday to Grace Jones. We heard I'm Not Perfect, But I'm Perfect for You from her 1986 release, Inside Story. Salt and Peppa was the 80s hip-hop artist of the week, and we heard How Long, Bet You Got a Chick on the Side from their 1986 debut, Hot, Cool, and Vicious. And next up was the 80s hair metal band of the week, LA's Warrior. we listen to the title track from their 1985 debut, Fighting for the Earth. Thank you for listening this evening. I hope you enjoyed the show. More importantly, I hope you are safe and well. Tonight's show started with a tribute of Ian Curtis of Joy Division, and that's how I'm going to leave it, with a track from their second album, which was recorded in March of 1980, but not released until July of that year, 2 months after the death of Curtis. Stay safe, everyone.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with Savoir Faire on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.